You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Utah is now one of the top three least affordable states to buy a home in the entire country.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is tracking the numbers.
If you compare Utah's median home price at the end of last year at more than $533,000 to the average Utah's income of just over $63,000, the only places harder to afford a home than here are Hawaii and California. Of BestBrokers.com's top 10 least affordable states to buy a home, Western states took 9 of them. On the flip side, 9 of the most affordable states to buy a home are found in the Midwest, with North Dakota, Iowa, and Illinois leading the way. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
A family says Salt Lake City needs to fix its sidewalks after a mother of 5 died when she crashed on an e-scooter Thursday night. Ashley Peck's family says she hit a buckle in the sidewalk, flew off, and hit her head. Her cousin Emilio Gonzalez tells KSL-TV the accident could have been prevented.
They are trying to promote that main street where the tracks are to be more pedestrian walkway. And I just think if they are trying to promote something like that, they should definitely fix sidewalks.
The scooters are supposed to be used on the road, but the family says that's impossible in some areas. The city released a statement saying this is a tragic incident, and the city is reviewing the circumstances related to the accident, but cannot comment further.
A Utah woman is stuck in war-torn Haiti because she says the State Department won't let her adopted kids into the U.S.
Erica Charles's adopted twins don't have passports, and that's keeping the door locked between them and the United States. Charles moved to Haiti more than a decade ago to do mental health volunteer work, and she's raised her two adopted girls all 6 years they've been alive. But the adoption agency has been ransacked before they were able to finalize the paperwork of Charles's kids. Now Charles tells KSL-TV the State Department hasn't given a clear path forward. She's been in touch with Utah Congressman John Curtis, who says he's been working to expedite her family's journey home. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Matter of fact, KSL-TV spoke with Erica Charles this weekend, and she says the violence in Haiti is the worst she's seen in 11 years.
The night that they broke open the prisons and were attacking the police stations, we finally grabbed our children and huddled down in a room on the floor.
Charles goes on to say leaving Haiti right now just is not an option.
The only option is to leave our kids behind. We can't leave our kids behind in a war.
She says her family is relying on prayer and mental health techniques to stay calm during the crisis.
Boeing's CEO and some other top company executives are stepping down. Boeing made the announcement this morning as the company continues to struggle with ongoing safety issues. CEO Dave Calhoun released a statement to media outlets saying he will continue to lead the company through the end of the year to help stabilize and position the company for the future.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The state of New York could start seizing former President Donald Trump's assets as soon as today if he fails to put up a $464 million bond.
Trump's son Eric yesterday called the $464 million bond amount unprecedented. Lawyers for the New York Attorney General are pushing back, offering multiple examples of bonds over $1 billion.
ABC's Perry Russum says the former president is right now at a New York courtroom as the judge is deciding if a new trial date will be set in a hush money case.
In fact, we're just looking up at the monitors. You can see the former president walking into the courtroom right now there in New York. We'll continue to follow that.